USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top White House impeachment manager, Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin, says former President Trump clearly incited the violent assault on the Capitol on January 6th and was no innocent bystander. As House impeachment managers continue to make their opening argument against the former president, Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz on what else we can expect.
Well, I think we'll see that the trial continue for the rest of the week. It is reminiscent of Shakespeare, that it is full of sound and fury and yet signifying nothing.
Cruz's comments courtesy of America's Newsroom. A polar vortex is pushing severe winter weather across the United States. Winter storm watches are now in effect from Arkansas to West Virginia as the region braces for potential ice storms through the rest of the week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Residents in South Florida thought they saw a UFO, but that strange light with a tail like a comet turned out to be a test by the Navy from a submarine.
It was only a test of a Trident ballistic missile that got all those people stirred up on Tuesday. But over the next several months, we're going to be hearing a lot about anomalous aerial vehicles. Ariana Pollack of Military.com explains Congress wants an accounting by U.S. intelligence agencies.
They want to know if Russia or China are in possession of some sort of technology that, you know, the United States might not even know about yet. So if those things are lingering by U.S. bases or, you know, even on the coasts of the United States, lawmakers want to know about it, and they want to see, you know, what the military is going to do to try to counteract or deter it.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The U.S. territory of Guam is facing a tsunami threat after a 7.9 earthquake struck in the Pacific Ocean east of Australia. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden's pick to lead the Office of Budget and Management says she's sorry for past tweets attacking Republicans. In front of a Senate confirmation hearing, Neera Tanden said her role as an impassioned advocate for a left-leaning think tank caused her to clash with Republicans.
I recognize the concern. I deeply regret and apologize for my language and some of my past language. I recognize that this role is a bipartisan role, and I know I have to earn the trust of senators across the board. I will work very aggressively to meet that concern. I know the last 4 years or the last few years have been pretty polarizing, and I hope that we can work to address the country's challenges in a bipartisan and nonpartisan manner.
And as far as why she deleted a bunch of tweets after Biden's victory.
Senator, I appreciate people's concerns about my tweets, and I've regretted them. And I deleted tweets because I regretted my tone, and I've deleted tweets over many months.
Bruce Springsteen will be headed to court soon after being arrested in November for DWI. TMZ reporting the boss was cited for driving while intoxicated, reckless driving, and consuming alcohol in a closed area on November 14th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.